Hi, I'm Johnny, writer and narrator of the Magnus Archives.
And I'm Sasha. I play Georgie Barker on the Magnus Archives, and I write What the Ghost.
And we've launched a games company.
When we're not at Rusty Towers doing spooks, we create role-playing games as MacGuffin and Company.
Each month, we put out a new world for you and your friends to explore using any role-playing system you like.
They're full of places to go, people to meet, and secrets to learn, as well as a juicy mini-campaign to play through.
Hunt ghosts through space with harpoons.
Ride a steam train through a psychedelic hellscape.
Our settings are bite-sized and bizarre.
And they're available in screen-reader-friendly, accessible formats.
You can find all of our free games at MacGuffinandCompany.com.
And you can get more settings and goodies by supporting us on Patreon.
Our first Patreon-exclusive micro-setting is not far to Bermuda. It's a fun cruise.
And has been for 294 days and counting.
Check it out at patreon.com/MacGuffinandCompany. That's patreon.com/MacGuffinandCompany. Thanks so much for listening.
And enjoy the show.
Hi everyone, Alex here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Michael Manomivable, Marina Vermilion, Astrid Gustafsson, Greg O'Neill, Robert Crouchley, Scott Shanks, Corey Trickler, Chunk Tusk, Elizabeth Brook, Catherine Waltz, Jason Scully Clemens, Bobby Parker, Distant Egg Song, E. Forney, Lavon Staley, Deborah Lewis, Kelly Willis, Jesse Fife, JRA, Nicole Chrisholm. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
Rusty Quill presents The Magnus Archives. Episode 145, Infectious Doubts.
Don't mind, do you?
Of course I do.
Well, that's a shame.
If I really wanted to kill you, that thing can stop me.
If that were a possibility, Arthur, I should hardly have agreed to meet you.
Yeah, you would. You'd have set something up. Try to get me first.
If I wanted you dead, Arthur, there are much simpler ways to do it.
Yeah. Think you know how?
I do, yes. And I am very willing to, if necessary.
Well, I am sure I'm shaking in my boots.
Look, Arthur, I need you to understand that this isn't simple posturing. I don't see a way we can meaningfully progress this conversation while you're under the impression that your threats mean anything to me.
Big talk. But Agnes is dead. And I don't know if you heard, but your little woodland circle's been broken. So I don't really see anything getting in my way if I wanted to burn the flesh off your snarky bones.
Huh. I assume you haven't checked on Eugene, then?
What?
Eugene. Well, whatever his name was, Vanderbilt or some such. You sent him to intimidate me a couple of years ago. You must remember. Of course, you know him. Used to live in Beckenham, but moved out to that flat in Ilford last year.
Yeah.
He hasn't been at your little meetings the last 2 weeks, has he? I suppose no one's looked into it yet. Not surprising. He seemed a thoroughly unpleasant little man.
Oh, he...
Tell you what.